Several music venues in the Puget Sound region are preparing to open their doors for the first time in over a year this summer. And a new book called Bring Music Home highlights nearly 10 clubs in Seattle and Bellingham, as well as across the country. KNKX's Rebecca Way has the story.
The Clockout Lounge in Seattle's Beacon Hill neighborhood recently reopened for dine-in food and drinks. Now, they're gearing up to slowly bring back live events starting in August. Jody Eklund, who is the co-owner, says she is ready.
It's exciting as I am sitting here and getting my phones blowing up because people are touring, and, you know, it's scary at the same time because we want to make sure we're doing things as safe as possible.
The Clockout is one of the venues featured in Bring Music Home. The book launched last year to document music venues shuttered during the COVID-19 pandemic. Austin Wilson helped photograph and coordinate the local clubs involved. He says it was surreal to be inside some of his favorite venues.
There was still set lists from the bands back in March 2020 taped to the stage floor and in the backstage areas. And there were still dirty dishes behind the bar at some of these places. It was really surreal to see how everything just stopped in the moment.
Wilson says he helps readers learn about the people behind live music events.
Not just the artists and not just the owners and things like that, but the small collectives that are truly the people who make those places special.
Eklund with the Clockout says she wanted to get involved with Bring Music Home because the book will benefit clubs affected by the pandemic.
I knew that the proceeds would be going to help all of these independent venues struggling, and there's hundreds of thousands of venue workers in, out of work and displaced. I just thought it would be a cool opportunity to capture this moment in time as well. It seemed like a cool project to be involved and giving back to any way that I could.
The book features more than 200 venues from across the country. Rebecca Way, KNKX News.